Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, when I first started doing the radio show, I had to go to Florida to attend my daughter's wedding. And when that took place, the two ladies that are in the studio substituted for me while I was down there in Florida, where the mosquitoes are about 6 or 7 feet long. That's what I remember. They were so huge. I just remember getting there going, it's hot like Africa. Anyway, Tony Lee and Bobby are with us. Tony Lee Adams, Bobby Bricks. And also, I did not know that Jim Henson was going to be with us. And Jim is also with us. Jim, welcome. I'm sorry that I said, ladies, come on in. That wasn't very nice of me, huh?
No, it wasn't. Okay. But it's still a pleasure to be here.
It's always great to have you guys. All right, now, you guys are not here just so that we can kibitz and have a good time. Although we have a pretty good time, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What I understand, the last time you were here, too, is you guys were doing a plan, prepare, prosper seminar. And my understanding is you're doing that again, and you're doing it at the Cornerstone Church of San Diego, which is at 1920 Sweetwater Road in National City. And this is September 27th. Okay, so when is that? That's, what is that, a Saturday?
Saturday.
So is that like 2 weeks from Saturday?
One week from Saturday.
It's 1 week from Saturday.
No.
One week from Saturday.
Yeah.
So you got four intelligent people all sitting at a table.
Bobby's ahead of her time.
I'm in Hawaii right now.
She's ahead of her time. About 1 week.
She's one week ahead of everybody else. Yes. I need some numbers. There's about six of them, and they're on a little piece of paper.
You got it.
All right. So first, for everybody to understand and know what's going on, we're going to give them a chance to talk about it, but I want you to know that dailydisciples.org is the website to go to get some of the information. You can do that right off the bat. You can also call 800-992-0369. You know, that's like a math equation, mm-hmm. like algebra.
Right.
036, what's next? Nine. Okay. 1-800-992-0369. Who wants to start the ball a rolling? Who wants to go first?
Jim.
Jim, you got to go first. Ha ha. Go ahead.
Okay. We are looking forward. We're teamed up again, as we have before, with Daily Disciples to present an opportunity for people, women, to kind of learn about their gifts and their skills and how to develop those, to be good stewards of that in the business community. I'll let Tony Lee and Bobby talk more about that. But we at Thrivent are glad to be partnering up with them. We'll be talking a little bit about how you organize your finances and get them in shape and get them prepared as you continue to grow in your individual planning and processing in your business or in your personal life.
Okay, now I have to ask this question collectively. So is this a women's conference, or is it primarily a women's conference, but guys could still go, or how does that work?
This is primarily a women's conference or event.
Okay.
Yes. And it's more along the lines of Media for Women even than Daily Disciples, but it is to a Christian audience.
Okay.
Okay. So Daily Disciples, we're on tour with Thrivent and we're going across the nation and the messages come to Jesus. This is Plan, Prepare, Prosper. So this is just 9 to 12. And of course, our audience is women, but their husbands come and love this event because we're going to be talking about finances, your health, starting a business. And of course, it's all based on the Lord giving us gifts and talents and using them wisely. So that's what this event is at Cornerstone.
Okay. So in a sense, this is helping people do a little bit of self-examination and then determine from an entrepreneurial point of view where you can be exercising some of those gifts, how you can kind of take advantage of that and bring some of that forward for in your life. Is that a good way to say that?
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously as Christians right now in our lives today, we know God put us here for a purpose. Most people are wondering, what am I doing here? And I've messed up most of it. What do I do to get, you know, to change or to make it more positive? And so this event actually gives a lot of clarity, gives some, you know, ideas and ways that people can take what God's given them. So for some, it may be starting a business. For others, it may be, wow, I just don't know what to do with my money or how to have a budget, how to save money. And we have so many friends that have worked with Thrivent that have peace of mind. that can walk away going, wow, you know what? I don't have to worry about this anymore. I have a plan. Well, the cool thing is that we tell them, God actually had that plan before you did. We just want to be a vessel to allow you to come in and find out what that plan is.
Now, that's a great way to say that. Here's something that we were just talking about yesterday in the air that people can, I think, will really resonate with. And that is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, it talks about Paul wanting to take hold of that for which Jesus took hold of him. And it's really important to understand that God seized you. Actually, that word take hold in the Greek is seized. And God seized you, and he seized you for a purpose. And you want to seize what that purpose is. You want to put your hands on it and grab it. And one of the things that this conference will do, it will enable you to look and examine and see if there's an area that you should be seizing and taking advantage of and moving forward in this partnership with God. And that's just a cool thing. I mean, there's no anytime you do anything.
And Tony Lee and Bobby do a great job of giving the people who are there the tools and the resources and instruction and ways to that when they seize it, they know what to do with it.
Right, exactly. You know, exactly.
They grab a hold of it and it's like, okay, now what? And so a big part of this is when you do that self-examination, you see what is, okay, where can I go to help get the resources to make sure I'm being a good steward of what God has given me and I have the tools and resources to make it grow, utilize it to prosper in it.
Tony Lee, is this in some ways an inventory check? Because people don't realize, right? I mean, they just don't know. I don't know what I got. I don't know. You know, is that kind of what some of this is?
I would say, yeah, it's an inventory check. We know that our health should be better, but we're not really we're motivated at times. We're motivated on Tuesday to start a diet next Monday. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Instead of saying, let's just start today. Let's just start right now at this meal.
And there's a problem with that?
I know. We've been doing it wrong, brother. Hang in there. I'm with you.
So that's what.
But that's kind of like the way we know we need to get around to a lot of things. We know we have to get around to investing. We know we have to get. But there are people that God has placed in our lives to help us get there. But just taking the step sometimes to initiate that process is a challenge. So yeah, we are taking inventory, but we're also then almost laying out a map and saying, this is how you can pull it all together today. And when you think about it, I love how you always pull in the Lord, David, to everything. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the time
right now
to turn.
That's right.
And it's not like, okay, next month. No, right. Next month, it'll be something else. So now.
Take
it's
the steps
now.
Sign up now.
And I'll tell you, what that reminds me of is when a person goes to a doctor, it's the script, and you go back to the scriptures, it talks about a person looking in a mirror, then walking away, and then going, oh, I forgot what I look like. And it's just like, that's like you going to the doctor, and the doctor goes, all right, dude. 20 pounds, your cholesterol is 9,000, you want to drop that, you want to do this, and you walk out of there going, okay, I got to get this done. And then about 3 or 4 hours later, you're at home and you're like, you know, Domino's sounds good. And it's just like, it's like you kind of disconnect. And one of the things you guys do is help people connect and put into action what they need to be putting into action.
Well, the great thing is in partnering with Thrivent is that for all of us involved in these seminars, there's follow-up opportunity. We don't push it on anybody, so they have the freedom. But there is an immediate follow-up, whether it's a consultation, a phone call, sit down in person, whatever it is you want to accomplish, we're here to help. And we're not here to charge or there's no fees. There's just ways, how can we help you take those next steps? So if you want to go home and have the Domino's pizza, that's fine. But if you need to pick up the phone and call somebody at that moment and say, hey, I need some encouragement not to order that Domino's pizza, they can do that with us. Not necessarily for Domino's, but for whatever it is we talked about at the seminar. We
not
want to
necessarily for Domino's, because they have that new app. Anyway, that's not helping the situation.
Well, I'd be happy to come over and help them eat it.
Yeah, that's right.
So they don't have half as much as they would
You're
otherwise.
You're
going to
help them reduce calories
from a whole new approach,
yes, right?
Yes,
that's a great way to do that.
It's my sacrifice.
It's a partnership.
Yeah,
it's a partnership.
All right, we're going to take a little break, but I want everybody to be aware of what's taking place. Go to dailydisciples.org. That's dailydisciples.org. Get information on Plan, Prepare, Prosper. You can also call 800-992-0369. That's 800-992-0369. The conference, are we calling it a conference? Do you guys call it a conference or do you call it a seminar? What do you call it?
It's probably a seminar.
Yeah. I don't even know what the difference is. What's the difference between a seminar and a conference?
A conference is like big, like a weekend thing.
Okay. Whereas a seminar is more like specific and strict.
Or
okay,
a workshop.
Okay.
Yeah,
or
workshops, Because it's like four workshops into the day. We go fast, like 30 minutes each.
Wow.
And it's really good. And it's all information driven. So it's not,
it's not boring.
Yeah.
No. That's good. I mean, that's the most important
part. Really excited.
It's at Cornerstone Church in San Diego. It's 2 weeks from Saturday, September 27th, except for Bobby, because she's a week ahead.
Yeah.
So she's going to be there ahead of everybody and just laying the groundwork. By the way, she'll also have all the sports scores you for the fantasy football, so you don't have to worry about that. All right, we're going to take a short break right here. Then we're going to come back with a little more fun. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Tired of traffic? Whether you want to save some money or reduce stress, iCommute can find a better way to get where you need to go. iCommute has free resources to help you beat traffic and improve your commute. Visit iCommuteSD.com to learn more. That's iCommuteSD.com.
Heat. Unrelenting heat. If you were a termite, where would you go to get out of the heat? That's right, your home. It's cool, it has moisture, and the wood tastes really good to a termite. Chances are they're already gorging themselves on your 2x4s. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. Just call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved simple solutions like ElectroGun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
In Myanmar, Buddhism is the majority religion. Extremist monks are fighting to keep it that way. Meet Pastor Nung. He's a church planter in Myanmar. Like Paul the Apostle, Pastor Nung brings the gospel of Christ to village after village. He then appoints a leader for the new congregation. Recently, one of those leaders was angrily chased out of his village by local Buddhists and their chief. "No Christian teachers allowed," they said. In Myanmar, it may become a crime to share the gospel. But for now, that evicted leader teaches in a new area, and Pastor Noon continues to share the gospel in village after village. We are Whitefields Ministries. We train and financially support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Please visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
Since 1899, Azusa Pacific University has prepared men and women for effective, practical ministry. Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a vibrant community that strengthens the intellectual foundation of faith, explores the eternal significance of the human experience, and shapes you at every level. Committed to the centrality of Jesus Christ and the authority of Scripture, Azusa Pacific Seminary offers a doctorate of ministry, as well as master's degrees in divinity, youth ministry, pastoral studies, theological studies, and transformational urban leadership. Earn a seminary degree that goes beyond information and toward transformation. Visit apu.edu/San Diego to learn how you can focus your degree on missional church leadership or spiritual formation. These programs are offered close to home at Azusa Pacific San Diego Center, centrally located on Mission Center Road in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego for more information or to apply. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to send an email to the show, you can send it to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, now come on. You don't know what email is now? There's 95-year-olds in homes that know what email is. What? You know what email is. Friday, that's tomorrow, don't forget. Weather, yeah, we got weather. Traffic's starting to pick up, though. Watch that. Everybody drive safe. And, oh, by the way, stop texting. You're irritating everybody. Knock it off. Okay. In the studio with us is Tony Lee, Bobby, and Jim. And we're talking about Plan, Prepare, Prosper, the workshop, or we called it a seminar. We can't call it a conference because conferences are too long, too big, and too everything else. I don't know what that means. They're doing their seminar workshop at the Cornerstone Church of San Diego, Saturday, September 27th. It starts at 9 a.m., though I suspect you want to get there about 8:30-ish. That's just me. I could be wrong. Daily Disciples is the phone number to call, 800-992-0369. DailyDisciples.org is the information regarding the specific workshop/seminar. Either way, it doesn't matter. This is going to really help people put things into perspective. Jim, let's talk about that just for a second. Putting different parts of your life in order, in some sense of order, where it makes some sense, where there's some processing. A lot of people don't do that, do they?
No, I think a lot of people, a lot of people feel out of control in some area of their life. And a part of what we have, and we talked about the three or four different sessions that we'll have around health, around organization, around finances, usually in one of those or more of those areas, we kind of feel overwhelmed.
Okay.
I feel like we're at best treading water, trying to keep our head above water. So what we want to have happen at this workshop slash conference, no, not conference, seminar, is to give people those tools to get control of their time, to get control of their life, so to speak, and feel like they can use their resources, their talents, their finances in service to God and to be good stewards of those things.
Yeah, well said. Okay, let me ask you this. Tony Lee, you guys have done how many of these? How many of you guys have done together the
three?
Plan, Prepare, and Prosper?
We've done three.
Okay, so you've done three. So yeah. I'm going to ask you both this in the sense of a little history. But when you're teaching and when you're communicating and when you're encouraging, what's the one area that comes up that it maybe is most repetitive or most difficult for people to seem to grasp?
The fear of moving forward. Really.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so I get the sense that they just don't want to fail again, or that they don't trust the system, or they don't trust themselves. So they feel like this is one more thing. And you know what, David, you said it before the break. We get this emotional response of, I've got to go do this. And then we don't have the ability to really walk it out. And because when the emotion fades, what do you have? Like, so we're trying to say, no, this can be tangible and we can take you by the hand and walk through this. You were talking about Psalm 23, how when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, we will fear no evil. And you played that earlier about 911, this being 911. And the Lord is there with us, but we don't always have the confidence that he's heard us or he's going to really walk us through. It's like we have enough faith for today, but we don't have enough faith for tomorrow.
Gotcha. That's well said. Do you see it that the same way, Bobby, where the fear is the, and I guess I would use the phrase immobilizer in the context of when Jesus is talking about the talents, the person who buries their talent and does nothing is operating under the principle of fear. You are a hard, I was afraid of you. You are a hard man, blah, blah, blah. And so that whole element of fear being an immobilizer.
I totally agree. And we see that because in combination with fear, there's a lack of trust. And whenever you start talking about someone's finances or health or whatever it is, their livelihood, you know, and you're up there doing a seminar, they need to trust you. And so, you know, just because we say we're Christians or we mention the name of God doesn't mean that can also almost at times be a negative. I mean, let's face it, we have been betrayed and always not have been ethical as Christians at times. The other thing I see, though, is lack of knowledge. And I, one of the phrases I use is that knowledge truly is power. Knowledge in the Word of God increases our faith. You know, hearing is the word. You know, the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what we want to do is provide that knowledge that is where people can learn something and it's not over their head. You know, a lot of times people are afraid to even come to a seminar because they think, oh, I'm not going to understand it. This doesn't apply to me. If you're listening right now and you're just, no matter where you are in life, this is knowledge you can apply no matter where you are. So you need to always be learning. You need to be learning and applying and growing.
I think a part of that fear also comes from the issues seem bigger than me.
Yes.
If I don't have the attack it or how to chew off in, you know, small bite-sized pieces. And so to get the tools, to get the knowledge, is to let people know that they can be bigger than this. I was doing an event last night at Puritan Evangelical Church in Paradise Hills. And one of the things I said to people is, you know, your money doesn't need to control you. You can control it. You can be bigger than it. You can possess your possessions, not them. Them possess you. And I had about two or three people come up afterwards and say, I needed to hear that. Because sometimes it seems so much bigger than me, I get afraid. I can't get my hands around it. I can't understand it. It just seems so big. And to be able to come and to get those tools and to get that knowledge to say, no, there is a way to attack this, or there is a way to approach it, or there is a way to seize it. And wrap your arms around it so that you can be in charge of your finances. You can be in charge of your health. You can organize your life. It is possible. And I think a lot of people have just given up, and then they become afraid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent. It's really well said, by the way. You spoke that well. That was really well thought through. And I think a lot of people seem to come across what is the maybe supposed monster, and they're just like, it's a monster. No, I'm not going to touch it. I will add this, and I think this is a huge element that goes along with some of the things that we're discussing, and that is understanding a person's level of expectation when they have diminished that from pain or from loss or from disappointment, which I think is probably one of the largest ones. There tends to be a drop back of an expectation, and nothing is clearer in Scripture than when all the churches gathered together in Acts chapter 12, and they're praying for Peter to be released from prison, and God says, okie dokie, here he is, and he's knocking on the door, and the whole church is like going, he's not there.
That can't be him.
Yeah, it's not him. You know, we've been praying for it, but we're not really expecting an answer, and the dude's out there knocking on the door going, I'm a wanted person. Can you open the door, please? So I always found that to be rather kind of a humorous element. So it's really important for people that are listening who want to go to this conference or right on the edge. And you're like, well, is it going to be this? Is it going to be this? You know what? You don't even need to know everything it's going to be. You know what you need to do? You need to get off the edge and go to the conference.
And it's free.
I mean, well, that's the best price.
Yeah, it's free. There's no
obligation,
exactly.
No commitment.
Yeah, you just go out and see if it's something. And if it's great, it's great. And if it's not, then you don't go to the next one.
We're offering the David Spoon discount.
Yeah, you know, that is my absolute favorite. I'm just saying. All right, you guys did great. Isn't that fun? Fun to hang out.
Okay. Yeah.
DailyDisciples.org, that is the website you want to go to. 800-992-0369 is the phone number. This is the Plan, Prepare, Prosper seminar/workshop that's going to be taking place September 27th. Runs like 9 to noonish, but you get there about 8:30 and you get to the little,
there's coffee. That's why we want them to register, because we need to know how much to provide.
Yeah, you got to register. You got to tell them you're coming, because they got to have a seat for you, right? Come on. It's going to be at the Cornerstone Church, 1920 Sweetwater Road, National City. All the information's there. And if you get lost in hearing this, just call the station. We'll direct you to them. I mean, that's not that difficult. Great job, ladies.
Thank you. Always great to have you.
Great job, Jim.
Oh, thank you.
Stop that. Always nice to have you guys. Always fun. It's the fastest half hour on radio, eh? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. Isn't that great? We'll see you in a minute.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right, no water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
Hi, everybody. It's me again. That's Craig Perry. I have so many happy clients that have never lost any investment money ever. My index investment guarantees you can't go backwards due to stock market decline. I know many of you have lost money in real estate, gold, silver, bonds, stocks, mutual funds, and if anyone tells you they can get you 14%, you call me first, please. This product gets like stock market growth, but you can't ever lose principal or interest due to stock market decline. I've averaged over 8% the last few years. Wow, and I can't ever lose it. I'm so tired of the competition writing lies about my product without any proof to back it up. They're either jealous because they can't sell it or they just don't understand it. I'm the truth. 1-800-553-6247. No annual fees, no commission charged, and 35 years of honest truth. That's God's way. Great for 401ks, IRAs, CDs. Call me for a quick learning lesson. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Always fun to have those guys in. We always have a good time. It goes by really fast. I really enjoy what they're doing. So dailydisciples.org, that's their website to get more information. So I didn't know that Jim was in the hallway. I go, come on in, ladies.
Yeah, Brian didn't tell me either.
We
have a third person coming in.
I know. It's unbelievable. Okay, I want to tell you about this story that I think is unbelievable. I'm not doing a lot of news today. Have you noticed that? Have you noticed I haven't done very much news?
Well, also on 9/11, it's kind of like,
I know,
not really,
and it's
interesting,
and it's harder to do
get
it.
Yourself involved in the news.
I gotta say, I mean, I will say one thing. I want to comment to this that happened, so I guess I'm really not doing the news. I want to comment to the address yesterday, the presidential address yesterday, in regards to ISIS or ISIL, or why can't they make up their minds what they call them? How come how did it start off as ISIS, and now it's ISIL, and now it's ISIS-ISIL? It's like,
just call them terrorists.
Yeah, well, we should be calling them eliminated from the project is what we should be calling them. Anyway, I remember listening to the address, the president's address, and I will tell you, I'm different. I'm not a Republican, and I'm not a Democrat. In fact, half the time, I'm not sure I'm a human. But the truth is, I'm really an independent. I'm registered as an independent. I have more conservative leanings. And I am certainly looking at life through the lens of Christianity. I mean, I look through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's how I look towards everything. So when somebody says, well, the Bible doesn't say this, or it doesn't, and then you get into this conversation, the bottom line is it's, if you don't fully engage in the Word, from everything from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, if you've not read the Bible 15, 20, 25, 30-plus times, you're not into it. I mean, you got to get into it, okay? You can't do this, I read it once. Hey, I read Moby Dick once. That doesn't mean I'm going to go hunting whales. I mean, come on now. You got to think that through. But anyway, so I'm looking at the presidential. This one thing has nothing to do with the other. So I'm looking at the presidential address, and here's the thing that I noticed. This is what I noticed. I can only go off what I noticed. I didn't get a sense of confidence watching the press, the thing, the speech. I was not like, it wasn't that he spoke bad. I think some people said, oh, he spoke bad. No, President Obama, Barack Obama, did not speak bad. He spoke. But what he said didn't make me go, that's right, that's right. You know, like when Ronald Reagan said, you can run, but you can't hide. That was like, wow.
I think also part of it is because you knew if Ronald Reagan said it, he was going to do it. Well, it's kind of the opposite with Obama.
I think for me, I still pray for the presidency.
Oh, I do.
I pray for the government, and I don't pray that he just disappears. Some Christians, oh, I pray he just disappears. It's like, oh, that's ridiculous. But I don't get the sense that the leadership that we have, and I would say in both the Senate and the Congress, the Senate and the House, I don't get the sense that these people are in it to serve, to love, and to honor people. I just don't get it.
For the majority, you're right.
It's a sad day when Senator Cruz gets up there and reads a book from Dr. Seuss, and I think that's about as much sense as any politician has made in a long time. That's bad.
Well, he also did it for a point, and I actually have a lot of respect for Ted Cruz.
I know that, but the fact that I thought that Dr. Seuss was much more intellectually stimulating and interesting than most what everybody had to say.
True. Very true.
It's like, wow. So I wish that there would be some kind of, I wish the requirement would be a little different, where if you serve in a leadership capacity in the United States of America, everybody gets the exact same amount of money. There's no special endorsement monies. There's no anything. And to be quite honest about it, maybe you don't have to pay your mortgage at the time you're doing it, but you don't get to make $100,000 to $10 million a year. It's just wrongly motivated. So my encouragement to everybody who's listening is, this is the thing we need to do. We need to pray that God gets a hold of the hearts of our leaders so that they will, at a minimum, understand servant leadership, to serve the way Jesus did. Jesus was his Lord, and when he came, he was Lord of the universe, and he got down on his knees and he washed the disciples' feet. That's called servant leadership. I would just like to see our leaders seize that spirit and stop doing the, I'm going to take care of my financial status and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this for me, 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 me. It's supposed to be we, not me, 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 me,
the
me,
people.
Me. It's our Father and who art thou in heaven, not, my dad in heaven, not anybody else's. Okay? It's our Father who art in heaven. All right, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, probably do some kind of teaching or something thereabouts.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
The Team Kia of El Cajon Vow of Assurance. It's their commitment to excellence and it's car buying with the customer in mind, giving you peace of mind. Visit Team Kia of El Cajon today at 541 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon or at teamkiaofelcajon.com.
KPRZ is proud to announce the 9th Annual Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon with June Hunt on Thursday, October 23rd at the Four Point Sheraton in Kearney Mesa. The Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon is completely free and includes a great meal, goodie bags, fellowship with other local pastors, awesome prizes from sponsors, and a special message from June Hunt of Hope for the Heart Ministries. RSVP at kprz.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Luncheon is sponsored by Thrivent Financial, Southern California Seminary, U.S. Army Chaplains, and Azusa Pacific University.
The kids are back in school. Fall is almost officially here, but guess what? The Southern California heat, not going anywhere anytime soon. Now, most of the rest of the country wasn't as scorching as they expected, and as a result, Lennox has a ton of air conditioning units that they have to get rid of now. Ken and Tina Starr are the owners of 1-800-COMFORT. These guys are awesome. I know them personally, and they are a Lennox Premier Dealer. Now, as a Lennox Premier Dealer, 1-800-COMFORT is able to buy all of these leftover AC units at really low prices that other contractors just can't get. And Ken and Tina told me that they want to pass this unbelievable savings on to you. Give them a call today, 1-800-COMFORT, and take advantage of their end of summer clearance sale. The warehouses are full and all brand new 2014 inventory has to go. It's still going to be hot, so don't suffer any longer. Appointments are filling up fast, so call 1-800-COMFORT or visit 1-800-COMFORT.com. 1-800-COMFORT, comfort you can count on.
CSLB number 974908. Hey folks, Dave Stahl here. I love a good deal, just like the great lease deals you can find at Team Kia of El Cajon, like the sporty Kia Forte Coupe for just $179 a month for 36 months, or the tech-ready Kia Soul for $239 a month for 39 months. Don't forget about the gas-saving Kia Optima Hybrid for only $259 a month for 39 months. Team Kia of El Cajon, just off the 8 or at teamkiaofelcajon.com. And don't forget to say Dave Stahl sent you.
Team Kia of El Cajon.
Offer available for qualified lessees.
Casting Crowns Thrive Tour 2014 with special guest 2014 Grammy Award winner Mandisa. And the Dove Award winning band Sidewalk Prophets.
I wanna live like that, 'cause all you've ever wanted.
Don't miss an evening with Grammy Award winning group Casting Crowns as you become inspired to dig deeper into your faith and reach out in love through the stories and songs from their new album, along with your favorite Casting Crowns hits. Join Casting Crowns with special guests Mandisa and Sidewalk Prophets on the Thrive Tour.
Coming to Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, Irvine, September 20th. For tickets and details, transparentproductions.com.
We were made to thrive.
Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Now, you can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
Punch the keys, for God's sake!
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I got a couple things I want to cover. Really strong emphasis by the Holy Spirit on this one particular topic that we're going to be talking about again in about 2 or 3 minutes. Let me tell you this up ahead of time. You just heard Current Solar Contracting's commercial. Don't you like Tom when he does commercial?
This is Tom.
He's got that really deep voice.
This is Tom.
It's like a Batman voice. That dude's got that. Just got that thing down, right? He could easily go,
I'm going to the Batman. I'm going to the cave.
You know.
You never see Batman, Bruce Wayne, or Tom in the same place.
I never just thought saying. About that. Ever. Never even crossed my mind, but thank you for bringing it up. So I want to remind everybody, Current Solar Contracting is, now you heard him talking, here's their deal. It's so easy to tell you. You call them up and they do this free analysis, okay? And pretty much Brittany does the analysis. And she tells you, look, solar works for you. Look, solar doesn't work for you. It's free. It doesn't cost anything for them.
Hey, solar's a bright idea.
It's a bright idea. You know, one thing about solar, it's got a lot of light to it. So anyway, the idea in this whole process is to understand that she tells you analysis-wise, yes, no. And if she says yes, you're
yes.
You know, she does that. You're that bill you're paying $130 or $140 bucks or $200 bucks, whatever, can be as low as $20 bucks. And that's not a joke. That's not any weird anything. You call them at 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or go to currentsd.com. Talk to them. Find out, hey, does this work for me? And if they go yes, great. If they go no, no. But find out. That's what you want to do. And don't forget that Britney's pregnant, so keep that in mind.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Thank you so much for that. Also, quick reminder to keep Genesis Recovery in your prayers. Genesis Recovery San Diego, our very good friend Tommy Hawthorne, they're doing a lot of fabulous work. They're doing some extensions into where some people, they go through the program, and then they are now helping them go from the program into kind of transitional living. And so I'd really like some prayer for the people that are going through that transitional process, because for Genesis Recovery San Diego, it's something that they've recently added into their system in the last month or so. So they need prayer and wisdom on how to go through that process. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is their website, 619-797-7319. Always good to pray for them. So a couple things to tell you from a historical point of view. I don't think I got to tell anybody that in 2001, there were the two hijacked commercial jets were crashed by the Islamic terrorists. I don't know why you can't say what. I don't know why that's wrong to say that. Somebody explain that to me, please. Crashed in the North and South Towers of the World Trade Center. That took place, of course, 13 years ago on this day. Couple other things. And by the way, that's also how today became Patriot Day. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay, so you did know that. So that, and initially, Patriot Day, which is today, it was voted on and approved by the U.S. House of Representatives Joint Resolution 71. It was voted on 407-0. See, that's the
unity. That's national unity.
Yeah, that's unity. That was unity. And it's like, okay. And it was brought into law by President George Bush signing it. It's actually Public Law 107-89. Not that people know that. And it's supposed to be, of course, a day of remembrance, Patriot Day. Initially, it was called the Prayer and Remembrance for the Victims, and then they changed it to Patriot. So it had a couple of names. Went through a couple of names.
You know, every Patriot Day also, you know, the it's got a video that goes along with the audio that we played a little bit earlier from Bob Holiday. I always make sure that I watch it with myself and my family. It's just something I always do. I think it means a lot that we never forget what happened, you know, 13 years ago today, and that just blows my mind.
Yeah, mind-blowing. And I'll tell you one thing. That's what happened when I was growing up and went to a private Hebrew school. Boy, that is one thing. When they would show you, I saw, you know, I promise people have not seen these videos of things that they did to the Jews and how they said never forget regarding the Holocaust, never forget. That's why when you get a denier, you're just a Holocaust denier. You're
makes
just
you angry.
Like going, this is ridiculous. Or you get Rosie old wannabe or whatever going, it was a plot. We all did it from the inside. It's like, you know, you can't be that ignorant. It's impossible. It's just impossible to be that ignorant. What's more amazing is that she's a wealthy, ignorant person. That's really what's most amazing. All right. So besides that, though, I want to tell you there's a couple of things you don't know about today that are important. They're not as important as September 11th and what we went through, but it is very important. Did you know that today is Make Your Bed Day?
I did not. I didn't get the memo. Hence, when I left for work in the morning, I did not make my bed.
You didn't make your bed?
Not this morning.
Wow. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Also, on this day in 1962, the Beatles recorded their first single. Do you know what their first single was? That's a great trivia question. Their first single was Love Me Do. Love Me Do. You know that one. Okay. Also, on this day in 1789, Alexander Hamilton was appointed the first Secretary of the Treasury, which I'm not even sure what that is. That's kind of a joke, but I'm not sure what it is now. Okay, never mind. For those that didn't know this is kind of important. The mail chute was patented on this day in 1883. And also in 1954, the Miss America pageant was televised for the first time. And last but not least, Pete Rose, the guy that should not be banned from baseball. Pete Rose, he broke the major league record for hits. He connected for hit number 4,192. Do you know who he got the hit against? Because it was a San Diego Padre. Oh,
what was the year?
1985.
Tony Gwynn.
No. They have to be against a pitcher.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Pitcher, Padre.
Anything? Anything? Eric Show. That's who the pitcher was.
Yep, I remember him.
Okay. So he's famous because Pete Rose got his hit off him. Okay. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We've only got a little bit of time. I want to read this one thing. What we are going to do is when we come back, we're doing our Facebook post. But can I just do this? So I got about a minute and a half.
Go ahead.
Or 2 minutes. There's this piece that was sent to me by Professor X, and it says this, the most important personal question. That's what it's titled. The most important personal question. What is your mission in life? Okay, great, great piece. You would never enroll in a college unless you at least knew you wanted a degree. You would never drive from Washington to New York unless you took the time to at least find out how to go. You wouldn't do it. Yet in life, we don't do that very thing and ask the question, why are we here? When reading an obituary, we often see the convoluted paths that have taken people to the end of their life's journey. The question is, why are we here? The question is, what about you? Why are you here? It's an interesting element. You can an experiment that you're encouraged to do is to ask a few people, friends, families, associates, why they're here on Earth. But don't be surprised if you get an I don't know answer, because a lot of people don't know. We can't get to where we want to go if we don't first know where we want to go, which is a great line. You can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where you want to go. You can't get. It's like, I don't even know where to go. I don't know what to go. I don't know who to go. Here's what I want to bring it back to. And again, this is the third time in 24 hours. Philippians 3:12. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. We need to seize that which we were seized for and make that our life mission. I think for me personally, my life mission is to have my relationship with the Lord and do what I can to share and advance his kingdom. And that's just my life mission. But I you can simplify it if you want to, but you have to have a mission, because you know what? It's not all by accident. There's a plan here. So let's get with the plan. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, Facebook post, and it's a doozy.
Love, love me do. You know I love you. I'll always be true. So please, love me do.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton-therapy.
Hi, this is Bill Neal with a message for you if you're in ministry or if you're supporting a favorite ministry. Please join me on a 30-minute webinar during which I'll explain how our team here at Referrals for Ministry is generating thousands of dollars in new financial support for Christian missionaries, ministries, and charities around the world. There's no cost at all to the ministry or to you if you're a ministry supporter, and we do all the work. That's our ministry to you. Go to kprz.com and click on the banner More Money for Ministry and sign up for one of our 30-minute webinars. You could also view informative videos and read exciting testimonies from ministries that have already been blessed. We're here to bless ministries. Go to kprz.com, click on the banner More Money for Ministry to learn how you or your favorite ministry can benefit. Every attendee is signed up to win a $100 donation to the ministry of their choice. So sign up today and get ready to be blessed.
Are unfinished household projects bugging you? KPRZ has teamed up with trustworthy businesses around your area to bring you the honey-do list. Now, one click connects you with KPRZ experts for heating and air, pest control, home improvement, maintenance, repair, and more. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the honey-do list banner for professionals in heating and air conditioning, pest control, painting, roofing, solar, or more. Be comfortable in your home and with who you let in your home. Brought to you by All Pest Pros. If you have rats or termites, All
Pest Pros has the solution. They specialize in no tent, no move out, and no poisonous gas treatments. You stay home while they do all the work. Stop the rats and control the termites. Call All Pest Pros for a free inspection and get 10% off. Call 1-800-851-1864. 1-800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Hi, I'm John Goodell.
And I'm Paige Sturgeon.
We're inviting you to our new program, Firm Foundations, 3 p.m. Saturdays here on KPRZ.
Your house is much more than just a building. It becomes a home where you build a family.
Home is about relationship. It's about relationship between you and God, you and your spouse, your family, community, churches, schools, and other organizations. Join us for great guests and conversation.
Firm Foundations, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yay! You know, I got to say, I didn't comment to this, and I got to get to the Facebook post, but I will say, you know, I'm still hopeful for the Chargers. I just want to point that out from a football point of view. I'm hopeful that they're going to pull it together. I like some things that I have seen.
From a baseball point of view, the Dodgers just beat the Padres yesterday, and we're still in first place.
And that is pretty good. You are having a good year.
I'm having a great year.
You're having a good year in baseball, I got to say.
I'm talking like I'm on the team.
Yeah, I know you do. You actually talk like you own the team. And if you own the team, I want to raise. Okay. But then, you know, nothing plus nothing usually equals...
I will triple your salary, yeah. David.
That's great. That's awesome. I can buy some fries with that. All right. So let's get the Facebook post in. It's James chapter 5. Yes, that was funny. James chapter 5, verse 6. And I thought of this, and I'm learning to do this. This is something that I'm still growing in as a Christian. I have not mastered this, but it's an interesting portion. James chapter 5, verse 6 says this: "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working." The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. The part I like about this, just so you can know, is that confess your sins to one another and pray for one another. So on the Facebook post, watch this. This is what I wrote. And this is where you'll get to be able to script something on this. You have to trust one another in order to be able to confess to one another. I don't know if this has dawned on you or not, but it's impossible to confess to somebody that you don't trust. You have to be able to trust them. Now, what's funny about that is that trust thing that I'm talking about, it ends up where it finds itself in 1 Corinthians 13 as part of the definitions of love. It says that love trusts. So it really challenges us as Christians to understand that love has to do with trusting, and love is the commandment that we're given to love God with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And specifically, though, in this love context, just for those that don't know, 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14 all are talking about developments and things that take place in the church. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, that the reason it's squeezed in there between 12 and 14 is because it should be the prevailing concept in church. Is love. It's not, I know it's nice for weddings, people. I get it. But 1 Corinthians 13 is between 12 and 14, and 12 and 14 talk about the rules and behaviors in church. So there's a reason that that's put there. So the rest of the Facebook post goes like this: We have to trust one another in order to be able to confess to one another. That trust thing can be found in 1 Corinthians 13, where we are commanded to love one another with trust. Being one of those pesky definitions of love, trusting each other. And then I wrote, oh boy. Because it's like, can you imagine if you went and just shared with somebody your inmost sins? And then it says, confess your sins and pray for one another that you may be healed, which sounds to me like there's struggle in that sin and that you need healing with it. You need some deliverance from it. You got to be able to trust somebody. Let me tell you this. I know there's many people out there who have been hurt by churches. Now, it's not God's desire for you to stay an independent island in Christianity, okay? Jesus did what he did for his people. And God has given you gifts for his people. And you're supposed to use those gifts for his people. And I know it's hard if you've been hurt, but keep this in mind. Now listen to what I'm going to say. I'm going to give you one of those classic sayings. The meeting place, referring to the church, is the making place for the marketplace. The meeting place is the making place for the marketplace. I know you've been hurt. Maybe you can't go back to the church that you went to, or it's just not a workable situation. But get to a fellowship. Be connected somewhere. Be connected just sheerly just for the enjoyment of good fellowship and having just that much more of God's presence around you. Get connected, okay? Don't stay an island. Okay, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break and then more Insanity with Spoonanity. Yeah. Rhythm while you can.